This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. It's now 60 years since the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi, and this month in New York, many events will be held in his honor with plans to explore his ideas of social change through nonviolence. Last night at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, there was a public forum to discuss Satyagraha, what Gandhi called the power of truth or truth force. One of the speakers included Gandhi's grandson and biographer, Rajmohan Gandhi. He addressed what he called the current environmental crisis, comparing it to the British occupation of India.
Today, perhaps all of us have to consider employing Satyagraha against ourselves for the insensitive occupation by all of us of planet Earth.
Many speakers felt that the fight against global climate change requires a social movement, while others believed that change begins with the actions of individuals. John Francis is an ambassador to the United Nations Environment Program.
I think we've been coming to the place that environment is about how we treat each other. And that's where I'm coming from. I've learned environment on a formal level in college and university, but that really environment is about civil rights, human rights, economic equity, and how we treat each other when we meet each other.
Several students from Barnard College attended the forum, saying they hope to learn how to change the world. On their way out, they were optimistic.
We were looking at each other tonight and nodding and being, you know, like, the answer isn't that complicated. The situation that we're in is just really complicated.
So we all need to start acting now.
Yeah.
And not think that one person can't change anything, because they can.
The event also featured a performance by a voice of the civil rights movement, Odetta. She sang from her wheelchair, eventually changing the chorus of Hallelujah into Gandhi's word, Satyagraha.
Satyagraha. Satyagraha. Help us lay this burden down.
Composer Philip Glass was also in attendance. His 1980 opera about Gandhi called Satyagraha opened at the Met last week. He and tenor Tony Boutte performed the last movement from the opera called the Newcastle March. This is WNYC.